Donald Trump is travelling through Asia as he marks his first year in the presidency. So, how's the trip gone so far? Nicholas Burns is a career diplomat who's spent almost three decades working for Republican and Democratic administrations. He's now a professor of the practice of diplomacy and international relations at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. I spoke with him earlier.
Frankly, I think the visit to Beijing has been a difficult one because the president has been so unstinting in his praise for Chinese President Xi Jinping, almost over-the-top, obsequious-type language of praise for the Chinese leadership, but no mention of some of the problems in our relationship, South China Sea, East China Sea, the increasing authoritarian nature of the Chinese government, the intellectual property rights issue, which was at the heart of the Trump campaign, the fact that China's not playing by the trade rules. And obviously, like Australia, the United States needs to have a balance in our relations. We work well with the Chinese in some issues. We have difficulties in others. But you need, as leader of a country visiting, to express both sides of the equation. The president has not done that, and I think that's a missed opportunity.
Yesterday, standing alongside President Xi, he urged China to act faster on North Korea, and he also delivered a pretty blunt rebuke over the two nations' trade relationship, saying it was one-sided and unfair, but not blaming China. How do you think Beijing will respond?
Well, actually, I think that President Trump has done well in his relationship with Xi Jinping to try to convince the Chinese to engage in stronger sanctions against North Korea. We've seen that from the Chinese, both from the Chinese Central Bank as well as the Chinese support for United Nations Security Council resolution sanctions. On the other hand, President Trump was, I think, quite weak in his statements today, not defending American economic interests, not being true, I think, frank about the fact that China continues to rip off, violate the intellectual property of a lot of foreign firms investing in China. And so you do need a balance here. I don't think the president has met that balance on this trip, unfortunately.
How do you reckon that will square away with his supporters back home, given the America First campaign theme of his presidential run?
Well, I think the danger here for President Trump is that his rhetoric at home, which is quite tough, and you've heard it, is sometimes not matched with his rhetoric overseas. And there's a pattern being established, and that is that President Trump appears to be quite uncritical of authoritarian leaders, the Saudi king, President Putin of Russia, now President Xi Jinping of China. And yet the president, President Trump has been very quick to be critical of some of our democratic allies. Of course, there was the famous public misunderstanding with Prime Minister Turnbull of months ago. But there's been criticism by President Trump of President Moon, which I think has been excessive, and criticism of the German leadership of Angela Merkel. And so usually you do this the other way around. Normally, you're quite supportive of your friends and allies publicly, while you may differ behind the scenes. But you can't pass up the chance in China to at least say that we support democracy, that we support human rights, that we support the rights of the Chinese people. And the President Trump's done none of that. And I think that's unfortunate. The Chinese do not respect weakness.
There are high expectations about a new commitment to a quadrilateral security dialogue between the United States, Australia, Japan and India in coming days. How do you view that? And I guess more importantly, how do you think China will regard that?
Well, China won't like that at all, but it's in the interest of Australia, Japan, India, and the United States to be working together. We are, of course, Australia, Japan, the U.S. are allies, treaty allies. We're very close, all of us, to India. We all have the same interest. We want to live in peace with China. We want to trade with China. And yet we don't want to see China dominate, sometimes in illegal fashion, in the Asia-Pacific region. And we want to see freedom of navigation assured in the South and East China Seas. We want to see air travel assured. And we certainly want to maintain the strength of a democratic country. So the idea of a quadrilateral is a very good one. I hope we'll see it happen in the next few days. It's important at the leader level. It's important at the foreign and defense minister level. And the Chinese will object to this, but they have no right to, because, of course, what we're talking about are assuring freedom of navigation in international waters and trying to prevent what the Chinese are doing, which is to run roughshod over the sovereignty of five other claimants in the Spratlys and Paracels. We have to assert ourselves to protect the interests of those countries as well.
Professor Nicholas Burns, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Nicholas Burns, a professor of diplomacy and international relations at the Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.